That's right. It's the morning show right here on ABC News Radio, KMBT 1490 AM and KVVB TV 33, Facebook Live and Periscope TV. Yes, it's that time to have back the creator of the I Survived series of children's historical fiction. Each book takes readers into the heart of history's most thrilling, terrifying events. And now the latest edition marks the 75th anniversary of one of the most pivotal moments in World War II history, D-Day. We've got Lauren Tarshis, who's written I Survived the Battle of D-Day, 1944. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Aaron, I'm so happy to be back with you. Thank you.
Oh, we are too. No, thank you. Again, the little six-year-old Liam loves just going and reading, getting books. So this series, I can't wait. What's the age range on these books here?
Well, I've got readers who are as young as, you know, first grade, which I think is too young. They often read them, you know, aloud with their parents if it's the Titanic or one of the events that's not as complex, you know, maybe potentially overwhelming, all the way up through high school because the books are, you know, the topics are engaging. And so for a lot of struggling older readers, this is a way of learning about history in an accessible way.
History for me was a terrible subject until I had a teacher that was amazing. So let's talk about this particular book. How difficult was it to make this if somebody's going to read it in first grade, that they're going to be okay with it?
My process is to do tons and tons of research, traveled to Normandy, worked with a historian, read, you know, at least 20 books, studied primary documents, went to museums, tried to learn everything I could about the topic. And then I create a fictional character. In this case, his name is Paul. He's an 11-year-old boy who's grown up in the fictional village of Larac in Normandy, which is based on many of the villages that I visited when I was there. He's been living under Nazi occupation. His mother is in the resistance, though he doesn't realize it. His father's a prisoner of war in Germany. And he's watched his beautiful village, you know, almost kind of wither under the pressures and terror of Nazi occupation. So when the book opens, he's despairing, but then he finds an American paratrooper in a tree, makes a snap, you know, decision to help him out, and soon finds in the middle of this pivotal event. So, I mean, that's really, for me, the challenge is doing all the research, boiling things down, presenting the topic in a way that's comprehensible to kids, also making it exciting, and hopefully leaving them with an appetite to want to learn more on their own.
Yeah, well, and even in the research on what you found, was there anything that you found that you were surprised at?
The most shocking thing to me, after which I still really can't comprehend, this was just the whole, you know, Operation Overlord, which is what the invasion D-Day was a part of, just the most ambitious, complicated, crazy mission involving hundreds of thousands of troops and all sorts of, you know, planes and boats and trucks, and it was kept a secret. They pulled off the surprise. It was a surprise attack, and had even hit any, the Germans been tipped off 5 minutes before, it would have resulted in carnage, complete carnage for America and Canada and British, the other troops that participated. So to me, the thing that was continually shocking as I read, and the more I read, was that the planners managed to keep it a secret.
You cover it very well in this book. According to Booklist, they said Tarshis serves up another gripping adventure with the light speed pacing and death-defying maneuvering fans have come to expect. Speaking of the fans, the kids just, I mean, they're ready for the next one and the next one. For you yourself, do you have a favorite?
You know, I think they're all so challenging to write, and I get so attached to all the characters, and each research journey is so interesting to me. I was not interested in history as a kid, so I know almost nothing about these topics when I take them on. I think one that was special to me was the Joplin Tornado book that I wrote, because it became as a result of letters that I received from people from the city of Joplin, Missouri, whose town was hit by this EF5 tornado in 2011, saying, you know, one of them said to me, I'll never forget, you've written about important events in history. We feel what happened here is very important, and we want to share our story with other people. So those kind of personal connections are right. Very powerful for me.
Well, I applaud you in doing each and every one. What's the next? Can you kind of give us a tease of the next one coming out?
The next one is a very strange disaster, Aaron, that many people have not heard of, called the Great Boston Molasses Flood, which happened 100 years ago in the north end of Boston when a massive, massive building-sized tank containing 2.3 million gallons of molasses exploded apart and created a raging tsunami flood that destroyed part of the North End, killed 21, injured 150, and changed our history in very surprising ways.
Wow. It's
yeah, that was,
okay.
That was an I Survive reader who suggested that one to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I want this to be a series, like a TV series, or I think this needs to happen. So can we get some of Hollywood in on this? Is that around the corner?
I hope so.
I think so. It needs to happen. All right. Well, I want to say a big thank you again for being back with us here on The Morning Show. Thank you for doing all that you do for kids, teens, and especially the parents, making it possible to share this great information of history and doing so in a way that many can understand. So thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely. So Lauren, yeah, she's always a great guest. And again, some great publications there. The I Survive series, you can go check it out, your local Scholastic. Yes, of course, a lot of those books you can see typically when you go into the book club, right? Or you go to the open house and you can see them laying right there. But of course, you can order them via Scholastic, which is the great thing about these books. I remember that being always a highlight as a youth. Whenever Scholastic, the little brochure came out, or it wasn't really a brochure, it was like a paper. Remember that, Brett? Like it was like that thin paper that we would have, and you'd be like, I'd circle the ones that I'd want. And then I'd have to downsize it because I pretty much wanted like half of the page. And my parents were like, that's a lot of money. I'm like, what is money? They're like, you see that tree? I'm like, uh-huh. They're like, it doesn't grow on that.